From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Obama administration is now saying a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payments to Iran on the same day as the hostage release was some nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game? I'm not going to deny that.
Critics, especially those who oppose the Iran nuclear deal, have termed it a ransom payment. Republican lawmakers say the payment undermines the longstanding U.S. opposition to ransom payments. For the first time, the United Nations is admitting its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of cholera in Haiti in 2010, which has killed nearly 10,000 people. The United Nations is now promising to take new action within the next 2 months to respond to the cholera crisis in the Caribbean nation. The UN announcement Thursday comes 10 days after completion of a confidential report that it said sharply criticized UN involvement in that crisis. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping